Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is with members of the Rotary Club of Upland. These are small business professionals that have done very well for themselves because they know how to network, know how to make friends, know how to run a business, which spends a lot of time physically sitting, standing, driving, and going to meetings. Okay, in this talk, I'll go over how to stretch, how to position yourself when you're sitting and standing, and also, too, how to keep your back strong as we do well. As our businesses do well, we keep our body healthy to be able to work harder, longer, enjoy the process. Let's go right to the talk.
The healthcare they need. Showing empathy for a person's condition means a lot, even if you can't help a patient. This has helped build our practice and firm within through personal referrals. They have expanded the growth of their practice through the use of social media platforms such as Yelp, Google, and along with servicing the community through workshops and talks at Upland High, Baldy View, ROP, senior centers, senior homes, and association and community center groups like ourselves at Rotary. However, word of mouth referrals have always been the key to his success. Please give Dr. Tony Rappigan a warm Rotary welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, first of all. And the biggest thing when I talk about is posture, staying healthy, things like that. That's my key. What I want you today is kind of walk through how do we do that. A lot of it is people sometimes just naive, don't know how to sit. Number one, right? So it happens when I say that, everyone sits up straight. That's usually what happens. Okay. So Lynn, I'm going to have you help me, Lynn, if that's okay.
Sure.
I'll see you probably in a couple days' notice. Okay. So number one thing, just to get started and kind of give you what I do with my patients is, I want to know, how do they sit normally? So go ahead, Lynn, sit normally first. Okay? Horrible. Just wretched. Okay. So let's face that way first. Okay. Actually, yeah, move up chair. So when we sit like that, what we're doing with our back and shoulders is using the chair, right? Because the chair has a backrest meant to rest your back. So we do this. Feels good for a while. The problem with that, it promotes your posture doing this over time, and doing this over time. So what my patients to start doing, sitting for a special long period of time, is how do you sit in the front of the chair with your feet in the front, here your tush in the very front of the chair, bring your knees underneath you, and at that point, let your feet come behind you, if you have a chair like this where there's a bracket, so you sit more upright here, instead of sitting like this. Okay, because how much do we sit per day on average, you think?
A lot,
right? Sometimes 7-8 hours if you drive the, as the patients who drive the Long Beach every day for work, that seems like insane. But driving the worst-sitting chair for 7-8 hours sometimes and doing it again on the way home, it's crazy. So how do we do things that are better for our body here instead of sitting like this? What I did is Scott handed out for me, what it is, if you want to give me your email, I can send you an actual video on how to sit, how to stand. We'll talk about probably before or after an exercise with you, four or five, and how to get your body to get stronger here. All right? Well, does that feel better this way, or does it feel better this way? Scoot forward for me.
This feels better.
More. Then bring your feet up behind you. There you go.
This feels better.
Okay. And it may not feel good because your body's like this usually. So I tell people, when you change your posture, if you're having pain, soreness, or want to improve your strength, the goal is it's going to feel uncomfortable because our bodies is normally in a bad position to start with. We have to feel uncomfortable to get there, and then once we get there, that becomes your new position, and you can maintain it on your own. All right? Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. Okay. I want to go over real quick why that's important. Okay? The biggest thing with what I talk to my patients is, when I do my patient class, which is next week, is posture is important, yes, but how does it affect your overall body? When you have good joint motion, good posture, when your body is where it should be, not only do your nerves work, but also your body chemistry stays balanced, your hormones stay balanced, your body stays relaxed. That's the thing. When I see patients in my office, it's not because they have bad posture, it's what bad posture causes. So what I do is help them with their posture, help them get stronger in their better posture, And over time, as they get there, they feel their body become less sore, for one, obviously, sometimes stronger, hopefully, and more relaxed is the key. When our hormones are more balanced, we have more serotonin, more endorphins in our body. When our body isn't stressed, our body can feel better, think better, and act better, so we have better attitudes too, correct? If I'm in pain, am I going to be grouchy all the time? Probably. If I'm in pain, am I going to sleep well? Probably not sleep well. I'm going to probably wake up tired, sore, and exhausted, and grouchy at my husband or wife, or kids, or dog, or pet rock, if you have a pet rock. Great pets, because you don't do anything for you. It's great. But can you do things to make your body relax and get stronger by doing things like this, like sitting for one, but also standing properly too? So Scott, do I need to come up for a second? No, that's Scott. Yeah, no one's got to know in the room, sorry. Okay. Dang. Could be. So I'm going to have you stand up normally. If you want, you can do push-ups if you want. You can do like plank if you want to. Right there. Okay, just relaxed posture, right? That's pretty good posture. Okay. What I have people do is that in my office, I'll send you the video too, stand against a wall first. I don't have a wall here because I have mirrors. I don't want to break anything. But I want people to understand is when you stand properly, which Scott does phenomenal with, how to get your shoulders back here and weight on your heels. So if the weight's on your heels, does your back work more? Okay, so you have to push forward, right? So if I'm here and let your whole body translate and tilt backwards on your heels, does that make what makes what feels different? Your core is working more. Your core is working more to hold your body up. So if your core is working more, your muscle will naturally activate both your core and your lower back to stand up a little bit straighter. So when these muscles fire in the lower back, they pull you upright. So when I have people work out and do their work, I want to lean back more because that gets your body to get the muscles stronger so they can sit and stand here instead of here. All right? Thank you, Vanna White, number two. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, Scott. So how do we, why is that important too? Okay, if I'm standing up straight, do my lungs have a higher resting breathing potential? If I have more oxygen to my body, are my muscles not going to cramp? Am I going to have less headaches? Am I going to be able to breathe better instead of being hunched over? We're now starting having side patients come and have angina that have mid, back, and shoulder neck pain. Because realize structure, right? If I'm not in construction, I am kind of because of work on your body, but I'm more about physical construction. If my body's like this, is my neck having to come forward, muscles tighten up in my neck here, upper traps, but also front of the neck too. So they naturally sit here, you lose your range of motion, affects also your vocal cords and your speech. So realize the nerves in your body are not meant just to cause pain or tightness or think, or even some people have neuropathy down their fingers or arms or hands, but also it's meant to help your overall body relax. When you relax and you focus on things to get yourself stronger, so when you're stronger, your overall body can stay relaxed, tolerate more stress. Okay? People come out all the time and they say, my doctor said to quit my job because my job's too stressful. Go, why is that? And I walk through them and I go, well, because I have back pain from my job. So I walk through little things with them because they're just naive. How do you sit better at work? How do you take walks at lunch breaks? How do you work? How do you do certain things here and there to keep your body strong and relaxed? Okay? So I'm going to do one thing for you too. And then, can I have you hold the mic real quick? I'm going to show you what you can do at home if you want to, if you don't hurt yourself. If you do hurt yourself, my name's Dr. Weaver, my partner, not Dr. Tony. Okay? So I'm going to go here. I'm going to show you something real quick. When I do for example, a chair squat, some people do this. Okay, they'll naturally do this, come down this way. They'll lean forward and come down. Okay, what I want you to focus on is when you do it, is make sure that your body, we talked about with Scott, how do we stay up here, strong here, instead of being strong here? I want to lean back on my heels, push my knees forward, come straight down, and then come straight up. Does that seem hard to do? Yeah, right? So we use the chair to start with. Body back here, head up, push your body forward, and only come down comfortable. So you're comfortable right here, start there. Bend your knees, hold it for a second, come here, because when you're doing this, you'll get your lower back to fire. So at that point, you get stronger in this position here versus being bent over forward. All right? Any questions about that? Okay, thank you, Tamara. Appreciate it. Okay. Anything so far? Any questions at all? mean, I on my YouTube channel, I've done about 42 videos on how to exercise, how to stretch. We have over, I think, 500 videos overall since 2010 we put on there. Anywhere from educational videos, exercise videos. These talks too, what I do with all my videos so people can see them, they're not here. I put them on YouTube. At that point, people are educated all the time. Exactly what we do. Right now, as we know, who uses Yellow Pages anymore? Yellow Pages. Anybody? Oh, no, not me either. Okay. So how do we learn about where to go, what to do, what doctors to look for, chiropractor, somebody else, unless you're out there doing things? So my office, my job is to make sure I educate my patients and my community, like these talks too, face-to-face, so people see what we do. Okay? That's most of my talk, Robert. A lot of it is, how do you stay healthy? And my biggest thing to my patients is, healthy and strong, tolerate the stress of what you want to go through every day. And everyone's different. So some people you have to do more, some people have to do less. But what's enough for you to start your habits of daily, and I say daily because we're out of bed every day. How do you daily stretch and strengthen to keep your body healthy and strong to tolerate more stress? That's my slogan, if that's too long probably. Right. Any questions beyond that? So if you want to, you can. I put papers out. If you want to give your email, you can email this talk. And I think we talked about 3 or 4 exercises. I'm going to give some other ones too. And really keep yourself strong and healthy. All right, that's it.
Hope you enjoyed our talk today and realize, as a business owner, as these professionals are at the Rotary Club of Upland, a lot of it is, how do we keep our body strong, body relaxed, so we can think and be creative and run a good business, take care of our employees, take care of our clients or patients, and understand it takes a lot of energy to do that. And as our business does grow, it takes more energy. So how do we keep our body strong and relaxed? By having proper posture, doing proper exercises daily as a daily habit to make your mind and body stay strong to do our business, to do our work, and take care of our clients, all right? Again, our talk includes the show notes. Go to the very bottom. Go to all the videos we have posted there, about 3 or 4, along with our library of videos of posture exercises on our YouTube channel. And again, we'd love to see and hear your reviews on iTunes or Facebook. We'd love to see your comments and your feedback, too. Again, we play this again, too. Part of it is we have the full video in the show notes, along with other podcast videos. To watch video, listen to podcasts, up to you, have the options to do that, all right? So hope you enjoy your day, hope you live a simple, healthy life, and be successful, and stay strong and relaxed. Have a great week, and we'll see you next one.